sign them up as a member. Their belief level will be much higher, and there's a much higher opportunity that they'll build a big business. So don't go straight to an affiliate immediately. Don't propose that. That's the secondary. Once they've given you all the reasons that they can't become a member, then that's the option. That's a key point there. Now let's move on to starting somebody right. As soon as someone signs up, either them or you are not, at this stage, exactly clear on what the next step is for them. Neither them or you are exactly clear on what the next step is for them. So you have to ask. That way, you will have them do the next step that they want to take, not which one you want them to take. And again, this is absolutely imperative. Don't propose what you think they should do. Obviously, you want them to join and build a big group, big affiliate group. They may not be ready for that. Don't do what you want them to do. And here's what I mean. Your new member may or may not be ready to start building the affiliate program immediately. But maybe they are. We don't know. So don't try and be a psychic here. Ask them a question, something like this. Congratulations on coming aboard, Joe. I think you've made a terrific decision. Joe, did you want to use the product for a while, or are you ready to start making money immediately? I'll say that again. Joe, did you want to use the product for a while, or are you ready to start making money immediately? Of course, this is after they've signed up. It's really one of the first things you should say. Joe, did you want to use the product for a while, or are you ready to start making money immediately? Remember that while we were sharing the program with them on the DVD, on the PowerPoint, they saw the money-making opportunity. And if they're excited about that, they'll let you know. So we specifically use the word immediately because we want them to have options here. They may say, hey, I really want to listen to the basic training one first, basic level training. Or no, I want to really understand everything before I refer anyone. In other words, I'm not ready yet. Or they may say, yeah, I'm ready. Sounds to me like this is a great business opportunity that I could make a bunch of money in. So we don't know what they're going to say. Obviously, we want everyone that becomes a member to immediately engage in the affiliate program. That's what we want, but they may not be ready. The last thing we want to do at this stage, we've done all this work. They've signed up. They become a member in the Global Information Network. The last thing we want to do is to have them feel uncomfortable. So ask them the question, Joe, did you want to use the product for a while, or are you ready to start making money immediately with the GIN affiliate program? This will dictate your next step. If your prospect says they are interested in making money, then we give them the Get Started Fast album and some business building tools. And now we're off to the races. They've told you what they want. If they say, no, I'm not really interested in that part of the program at this point, don't push them. Do not push them. Don't say something along the lines of, hey, Joe, it really is a great opportunity. And from a timing standpoint, there's no better timing. Don't push them. That work has already been done. Write this down. Pull, don't push. Pull, don't push. Some of your new members will be ready to build the affiliate program right now. Some, it may take a week. Some may take a couple of weeks. Some may take a month. Some, it may be getting them to a major event. We don't know. But pull them along. Don't push them. Now, we have someone that's joined. They want to build the affiliate business. And your next step is to start the training process.